heavenly worship. Not only is Jesus alive, but he is now seated at the right hand of God the Father in heaven. He offers unlimited access on your behalf to the Father, the Creator of the heaven and the earth. That ought to change your perspective on just about any set of circumstances you might be facing today. God wondrously delivered to Moses the blueprints to build the tabernacle in the wilderness. What Moses didn't know at that time is that the earthly tabernacle would be a shadow of the real tabernacle in heaven made by God himself. Jesus now ministers on your behalf in a better tabernacle, the genuine tabernacle in heaven. He's made the throne of God a throne of grace, and you have been invited to come there with great confidence and assurance to receive mercy and help in your time of need. Through prayer and by exercising your faith, you can access all riches and blessings of God that are prepared for you in Jesus. It pleases God when you trust Him and turn to Him through Jesus. Everything is better in Jesus, who now lives in heaven ministering for you before the presence of His Father. The ministry Jesus now has on your behalf is far better than the ministry of the high priests carried out in the earthly tabernacle. Jesus delivered a once-for-all sacrifice for your sins by offering His own body and shed blood to God in the heavenly tabernacle. Jesus now intercedes or prays for you to the Father in heaven. He enjoys such proximity to the Father, seated at His right hand, that He has unlimited access to Him. No earthly high priest could ever claim such access in his ministry in the tabernacle. And you no longer need to offer a yearly sacrifice for your sin. Jesus did that for you when He died on the cross and shed His own blood. Jesus' ministry is far better. In Jesus, the new covenant is written on the hearts of those who believe. Because His law is etched in our hearts by His Spirit, we know the boundaries of righteousness. We can have an intimate relationship with Him. Everyone has the opportunity to know God in Jesus because this is a spiritual promise that is alive in the human heart. In Jesus, there is full forgiveness. There is total pardon. There is no longer a penalty for sin, no more condemnation, and no more weight of guilt on the conscience. That's what Jesus accomplished. The law could not accomplish what Jesus did in His death. It just won't lift you from your sin. It can't lift you out from under sin's condemning weight. But a new principle is introduced, the Holy Spirit. What the law could not do, the Holy Spirit is able to do. Therefore, you can be saved and now live for Jesus based on this new principle. You have a new covenant based upon better promises. God has given you the Holy Spirit, and you have Jesus in heaven standing in the gap for you. Next, learn about the superior sacrifice of Jesus.